PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus, void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
They had been trying to plan a real date night for months. Between work, family obligations, and the usual collection of things that seemed to fill every weekend before they knew it, most of their evenings together involved picking up dinner and watching something at home. So when he found tickets to a touring production coming through a restored theater downtown, he bought them without thinking too much about it. Neither of them had ever been inside the theater before. They knew it was old and had been renovated several years earlier, but that was about it. It was one of those buildings they had driven past dozens of times without ever having a reason to enter, with a large marquee over the sidewalk and ornate windows above the entrance. The theater hosted concerts, plays, comedy shows, and occasional old movies, but neither of them had ever paid much attention to its history. They made an evening of it, having dinner at a restaurant a few blocks away before walking to the theater. By the time they arrived, the lobby was already crowded. Volunteers in matching vests stood near the doors, checking tickets and directing people toward different sections, while small groups gathered around the concession area. The building was more impressive inside than either expected. The lobby had high ceilings, decorative plasterwork, and broad staircases leading to the balcony. The auditorium itself was even more elaborate, with rows of red seats rising toward the back, gold trim around the stage, and small decorative boxes set into the side walls. The restoration had preserved enough of the original theater that it still felt historic without seeming old or neglected. They found their section and began working their way toward their row when they noticed a woman sitting in one of their seats. Neither thought anything unusual about it. The theater was filling quickly and people made mistakes with seat numbers all the time. They stopped near the end of the row and checked their tickets again, first confirming the row and then looking at the seat numbers. They were exactly where they were supposed to be. The woman remained seated, looking toward the stage. She appeared to be older, perhaps in her late 60s or early 70s, with dark gray hair pinned neatly away from her face. She wore a dark dress with a light-colored sweater or wrap across her shoulders. There was nothing especially unusual about her appearance, although she seemed a little more formally dressed than most of the audience around her. They hesitated, neither particularly eager to tell a stranger she was sitting in the wrong place. Just then, one of the volunteer ushers came down the aisle behind them, so he turned and explained that someone appeared to be sitting in one of their seats and asked whether she could help. The usher stepped forward and looked toward the row. The seat was empty. They both looked at each other, then immediately back toward the seats. The woman was gone, even though only a few seconds had passed since they turned toward the usher. Neither of them had seen her stand, and she would have needed to squeeze past several people already seated in the row to reach the aisle. For a moment, he wondered whether they had somehow been looking at the wrong seats after all. He checked the tickets again, but the usher confirmed that they were exactly where they belonged. They apologized, feeling a little foolish, and explained that they really had thought someone was sitting there. The volunteer seemed completely unconcerned and assured them it was fine. With people moving in and out before a show, she said, confusion happened all the time. They thanked her and stepped into the row, both glancing around the auditorium before sitting down. The woman was nowhere nearby. Neither mentioned her again for several minutes. They arranged their coats beneath the seats, looked through the program, and talked about the building instead. It was easier to assume the woman had realized she was in the wrong place and somehow slipped away while they were distracted by the usher. Still, they had both seen her sitting there only seconds earlier, and neither could quite understand how she had disappeared without either of them noticing. The lights dimmed a few minutes later, and once the performance began, the strange moment before the show gradually slipped from their minds. The production was good, the theater was comfortable, and they settled into the evening they had planned. About half an hour into the first act, she felt something touch her hair. The sensation was light enough that she assumed her husband had brushed against her while shifting in his seat. Without taking her eyes from the stage, she reached behind her head and smoothed her hair back into place. A few minutes later, she felt it again. This time it seemed as though two fingers had gently lifted a small section of hair near the back of her shoulder. She turned toward her husband and found him watching the stage with both hands resting in his lap. When she looked over her other shoulder, the row behind them was occupied, but everyone was sitting far enough back that no one could have reached her without leaning noticeably forward. None of them appeared to be paying any attention to her. She faced the stage again and tried to dismiss it. Her hair could have caught against the collar of her blouse, or perhaps the movement of someone passing behind the row had created enough air to make it shift. Several minutes passed before she felt a slow, unmistakable tug at the ends of her hair. This time she turned quickly enough that her husband noticed. He leaned toward her and quietly asked whether something was wrong, but she shook her head and whispered that she would tell him later. For the rest of the first act, she pulled her hair over one shoulder and kept it there. Nothing touched it again. When the lights came up for intermission, her husband immediately asked what had been happening. She told him about the strange sensation and admitted that the first two times she had assumed it was him. He assured her that it had not been. For a moment, neither said anything. Then both looked down at the seat she had been sitting in throughout the performance. It was the same seat where the older woman had been sitting when they arrived. For the first time that evening, neither of them could easily laugh off what had happened. They spent most of intermission trying to come up with explanations that did not involve the woman they had seen before the show. Her husband suggested that someone seated behind them might have accidentally brushed her hair while reaching for a coat or bag, but she reminded him that it had happened three separate times and that the last touch had felt deliberate. Even then, neither of them was ready to call it paranormal. They had gone out for dinner and a show, had never experienced anything unusual before, and were much more comfortable assuming there was some ordinary explanation they simply had not figured out yet. When people began returning to their seats, they let the subject drop. She briefly considered asking her husband to switch places with her for the second half, but decided against it. Nothing had frightened her enough to leave the seat, and asking to trade would have felt like admitting she believed something impossible had actually happened. For the first 20 minutes after intermission, everything was normal. She relaxed enough to become interested in the performance again and eventually stopped thinking about the strange sensation in her hair. Then she noticed the perfume. It was faint at first, a soft floral fragrance that seemed to drift past her and disappear. She assumed it belonged to the woman seated nearby. But when the scent returned a few minutes later, it was noticeably stronger and seemed concentrated around her own seat. Her husband noticed it as well, glancing around before looking at her with the same puzzled expression she knew was on her face. The fragrance reminded her of an older perfume, the kind she associated with a grandmother's dresser or a bottle that had been kept for years. It was not unpleasant, but it was distinctive enough that both of them noticed when it appeared and when it faded. A short time later, she felt something press lightly against the back of her seat. She turned, expecting to find someone behind her adjusting a coat or resting a foot against the chair, but the people in the next row were watching the stage. No one was close enough to be touching her. By then, her husband could tell she was uncomfortable. He reached over and rested his hand on hers, and for the next half hour, nothing else happened. The perfume disappeared, the seat remained still, and she began wondering whether she had become so focused on the earlier incident that she was noticing every small movement around her. Shortly before the end of the performance, someone touched her hair again. This time, there was no quick tug or uncertain brush. She felt a few strands near the back of her head lift gently and then fall against her shoulder, almost as though someone had absent-mindedly run their fingers through the ends. She did not turn around. Her husband leaned closer after noticing her reaction, and she quietly confirmed that it had happened again. They said nothing more until the performance ended. When the lights came up, the auditorium immediately filled with conversation and movement. People gathered coats, searched beneath seats for purses and programs, and began filing slowly toward the aisles. The ordinary noise of a crowd leaving helped ease the uneasiness that had followed them through the second half. They waited for their row to clear before standing. Her husband asked whether she wanted to mention what had happened to anyone, but she immediately dismissed the idea. Once she tried to imagine explaining it to a stranger, the whole experience sounded almost silly. Someone had touched her hair. They had smelled perfume. And before the show, they had apparently mistaken an empty seat for an older woman. They gathered their things and headed toward the lobby. The same volunteer usher who had helped them before the performance was standing near the entrance to their section, thanking people as they left. She recognized them and asked whether they had enjoyed the show. They said they had, although her husband hesitated before leaving. He finally mentioned that something strange had happened during the performance. His wife had repeatedly felt someone touching her hair, and both of them had noticed an unusual perfume around the same seat where they thought they had seen the older woman before the show. The usher looked at the seat, then back at them, and smiled in a way that immediately made both of them realize she was not surprised. I guess she really wanted her seat tonight. Their confusion must have been obvious because the usher explained that people had been reporting an older woman in that section of the theater for years. Sometimes patrons saw her sitting quietly before a performance. Volunteers had also caught glimpses of her while checking the auditorium after everyone had gone home. The story passed among longtime theater employees was that she had once been a regular patron who attended performances for many years and strongly preferred one particular seat. No one seemed to know exactly who she had been anymore, and there was no tragic story attached to her that the usher knew of. She had apparently just loved the theater and returned often enough that people remembered her long after she stopped coming. The seat she supposedly favored was the one his wife had occupied all evening. They asked why the usher had not mentioned any of this when they first arrived and insisted someone was sitting there. She explained that she had wondered whether they had seen the woman, but volunteers generally did not tell patrons ghost stories before a performance. Most nights, nothing unusual happened, and there was no reason to make someone uncomfortable over a story that might amount to nothing. There had, however, been other reports from people sitting in that particular seat. Some noticed perfume. Others felt as though someone had brushed against them or was standing close behind them. A few had described having their hair touched. That last detail unsettled his wife more than anything else, the usher told them. Until that moment, she could still have convinced herself that the woman they saw had simply moved away while they were distracted, that the perfume belonged to another patron. and that the sensations in her hair were caused by someone sitting behind her. Hearing that strangers had reported the same specific experience in the same seat made those explanations much harder to hold on to. The usher also reassured them that no one had ever described the woman as threatening. If the stories were true, she seemed attached to the theater because she had enjoyed being there, and whatever activity occurred around her favorite seat had always been harmless. They thanked her and continued toward the lobby, both glancing back once at the auditorium before leaving. From the doorway, the seat looked completely ordinary among hundreds of others. Outside, the sidewalks were crowded with people heading toward restaurants and parking garages, and cars moved slowly through downtown traffic. Within minutes, the theater behind them had become just another brightly lit building emptying after a show. They talked about the experience all the way home. Neither of them could explain how they had both seen the same woman sitting in the same seat before the performance, or how she had disappeared during the few seconds they spoke to the usher. They could not explain why the perfume appeared around that seat or why his wife had repeatedly felt someone touching her hair. Before that evening, neither of them had given much thought to whether ghosts were real. Now, for the first time, they had something they could not easily explain away. By the time they got home, curiosity had replaced most of the uneasiness. They had spent the drive going over the evening from the beginning, repeatedly returning to the woman they had seen before the show. That remained the hardest part to explain because it had happened before either of them knew there was anything unusual about the theater or that a particular seat was associated with a story. They opened the laptop and searched the theater's name along with the word haunted. They expected very little. Instead, several old articles and local history pages appeared. None treated the theater primarily as a haunted attraction, but scattered among stories about renovations and past performances were references to unexplained activity reported by employees and visitors over the years. People had heard footsteps in empty sections, occasionally seen figures near the balcony, and noticed strange sounds after the building had cleared for the night. There were also mentions of an older woman seen among the seats. The descriptions were not detailed enough to prove she was the woman they had encountered, and they never found a photograph or a name that provided a satisfying answer. One article referred only to longtime volunteers believing the apparition might have been a devoted patron from decades earlier. Another mentioned that certain employees had grown accustomed to unusual activity around one particular section of the auditorium. That was enough for them. They stopped searching before midnight, realizing that nothing they found online could tell them exactly what had happened. More information might make the story sound more convincing to someone else, but they did not need convincing. They had walked into the theater knowing absolutely nothing about its reputation and had both seen the same woman occupying the same seat. Over the next few days, they told a few friends about the experience. The reactions were predictable. Some were fascinated, while others immediately suggested explanations. Perhaps another patron had been sitting there and slipped away. Maybe the perfume came from someone nearby. The sensation in her hair could have been static, electricity, air movement, or someone behind her brushing it accidentally. They understood every one of those possibilities, and a week earlier they probably would have offered the same explanations. What no one could explain to their satisfaction was how all of those things had happened around one particular seat, followed by an usher casually telling them that other people had reported almost exactly the same experiences there. They never became paranormal enthusiasts after that night. They did not start visiting haunted locations or searching for ghosts, and they still believed many strange experiences probably had ordinary explanations. Their only real change was that they became less certain. Several years later, they returned to the theater for another performance. Their seats were in a completely different section, and nothing unusual happened. Before leaving, they walked past the old row and found themselves automatically looking toward the seat. It was occupied by another patron. She was chatting with the person beside her, laughing as people settled in around them, and there was nothing strange about the scene. They never saw the older woman again, but neither of them forgot that first night at the theater. They had walked in expecting nothing more than dinner and a show, with no idea that anyone had ever reported anything unusual inside the building. What stayed with them was how ordinary everything had seemed. The crowded lobby, the volunteers helping people find their seats, the audience talking as they waited for the lights to dim, and an older woman sitting quietly in a seat that apparently meant enough to her that somehow she still came back to it. Neither of them knows exactly what they saw that night. They only know they both saw her.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.